somebody.
I say,
oh, and the reason of my place is the secret all is this. Now the comforter abides with me.
He abides.
Once
my heart was full of sin, once I had
no peace
till I heard how Jesus died on the tree. Then I fell down at his feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the comforter abides with me.
Hallelujah!
He abides. Hallelujah!
He abides.
I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk along for the comforter.
Abides
with me.
By, we shall meet on the beautiful.
sing on the beautiful shore. The melodious song
of the blessed.
Of the blessed. And the spirit shall sorrow no more. Look on the side for the blessing of rest.
In the sweet.
In the sweet.
Oh, by and by.
We shall meet on the beautiful shore.
In the sweet,
in the sweet, by and by. We shall meet on the beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, oh, we will walk through our troubles.
You from all our land. pray together.
Si notre Père, cessant le désir de tout et chacun de nous.
Afin que toutes choses soient pour ta gloire et pour ton honneur, nous voulons que ta sainte parole, ô Dieu Tout-Puissant, puisse prendre les défauts et les contrôles de toutes choses dans les noms puissants de Fils Jésus-Christ, que tu as ainsi prié. Amen. Seigneur Jésus-Christ, merci pour toutes choses.
Most precious Lord Jesus Christ, once again we come humbly before thy throne of mercy tonight, seeking for your presence among us, Father. Because the Bible says, where two or three are gathered in thy name, you shall be in their midst, Father. Tonight we come is to gather in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ's sake. We didn't come here under the name of any man, but we come here under the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you that your Holy Spirit should take control of this place. All the heaviness of spirit, Father, should fly away from this place. And you should give us the liberty of the Spirit, Father. Father, we ask you that you shall start from the pulpit until the end, Father, and anoint us all with thy Holy Spirit, that we shall be able to receive something from thee, Father. We come from the occupation of this life, Father. How do we want to humble ourselves? And that you shall take away everything that is not of thee inside of each of us life, that you will be able to speak to us and will be able to hear, Father. Father, if there's any prayer request here in this place, we commit all them unto thy hand, Father, that you shall be able to answer according to thy will, Father, that thy will be done in each of us life. Father, we are needy people. We are depending on thee. Without thee, we can't do nothing, Father. We want also to remember all the saints that are not able to make it today, Father, at thy hand, that you shall deal faithfully with them, Father. Deal faithfully with thy soul, Father. You know them better than the way we know one another, Father. That is why we commit them at thy hand, that if there is need of a rebuke, Father, that you shall rebuke them. If there is need of a threat, Father, that you shall give them a threat, Father. Father, we ask you once again that you bless the pastor, bless his family, bless his wife, Father. Bless the saints in Banbridge as they are preparing to go out to reach on Saturday and Sunday, Father. We ask you that the angel of the Lord shall go before them, Father, and bless them all, Father, that if there's any soul there outside that need to know you, Father, let them meet with that soul, Father, that when they meet, Father, let the deep call to the deep, let something respond from inside of the person, Father. We ask you, Father, that you should take control of everything in the precious name of our Lord Jesus, we pray, amen. Let's straight away open our Bible to the book of Ruth. Let's open our Bible to the book of Ruth, Ruth chapter 3. If you have your Bible ready with you, we start from verse 3 up to 7. Ruth chapter 3. This was Naomi speaking to Ruth. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be when he lay down that thou shall mark the place where he shall lie. And thou shall go in and uncover his feet and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shall do. And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. And she went down unto the floor and did accordingly to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, his heart was merry, he went to lay down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly and uncovered his feet and led her down. Let's open John chapter 1. John chapter 1. We started to verse 38 to 39. If you could bear in mind, we want to look, mark where he lies. Now, it's something very good to know where Jesus dwells. Then Jesus turned and they saw them following. And they said unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? That was their desire, is to find where Jesus dwelt. And he said unto me, Come and see. They come and they saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about 10 hours. You maybe have a seat. Now it is something that we want to look tonight. I got the inspiration from last Saturday when we have a communion service. Something that is very good to find out, as Naomi says to Ruth, it marked where he lay down. That was the requirement. See, if you go there, mark where he lay down and go and uncover yourself. Now we see that from the teaching of the Bible and from the teaching of the message, we know that Ruth is the type of the bride. It's a you type and it's my type, being the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know Naomi is the type of the Jew. And at the same time, the prophet tells us that is the Old Testament and the New Testament. Now we know that the Old Testament is the shadow of the New Testament. Now from there we can learn something very important to what's happening there. Because if you go back to first chapter of Ruth, you find the story clearly how Naomi, how Ruth decided to go with his mother, her mother-in-law, Naomi, after the husband passed away. And she decided, a bride, gentle, that she decided to go with her mother-in-law to a strange land where she never knew before. And she's willing herself. There's nobody forcing her, according to the scripture. She decided, when her friend decided, she didn't want to go back. She says, I will follow. It was something that came from inside of her heart. And she has the revelation that somewhere down the road, I will find a redeemer for me. Amen. And she continued walking without knowing what will come at the end. But she went there anyhow. She made the decision. Not was pressurized by someone. She made her own decision. And she says, I will go. Now, it came to a time that she found mercy. She was in the presence of Boaz many times, which is Boaz is the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, she was in the presence of Boaz many times. If you go read chapter 2, you will find that Ruth was in the presence of Boaz in the field when she was gleaning, and she found grace there. And something happened. There was a relationship, let's say, but it wasn't deeper as it went when she uncovered the mantle of Boaz. Now, that's what way we want to look at tonight. When she went there, by the time they get to chapter 3, there is something here that has been asked by the mother-in-law for her daughter-in-law to do it. It's something disgraceful. It's something that is not good to do it. If you and I could look at human eyes, we can give it a lot of names. We can say that, this old lady, she's cheating her to do something that is not fair. She's supposed not to do the things that she's asking her to do. And she said unto thee, Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee. Now, that was the first thing to do. He said, before you could go there, you have to wash yourself. That's something very important. He said, wash thyself before you could go. Before you could go to be known to Boaz. Before you could go and to see where he lives. Before you could be together with him, just you and him alone, you must wash yourself. Now that is the requirement of the that what Naomi tell Ruth, that you have to wash yourself. And we know that to wash by the water of the word of God. That every believer that come to Christ must wash himself by the water of the word of God. That the way it happened. And the prophet tells us that Christ himself, being the higher priest, he has to go wash himself first in the water of Jordan. And he has to be washed and anointed. And that represents the Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit has to come like a dove and anoint him that he can be able to do the service of God. Now we see now how Naomi knew these things. before even it could happen in the future. But she already knew that the only way that she can present herself before this man, the Redeemer, the King's man, she can't go anyhow. She must be a preparation of us. And she taught her how to prepare herself, that she could be able to be attractive to the man Boaz, that she will be able to be welcome to the man Boaz. Something has to take place. Now she told her that the first thing that you have to do, you can't go meet him anyhow. You can't come just from your occupation and go to meet him the way you want it. There's a preparation that needed to be made first. You can't make God meet God anyhow, because this one, it was just a type and the shadow. But we know that greater than Boaz is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the way we come to meet with him, it has to be in preparation for us. We have to prepare ourselves. And you will see that the same things that it used to happen in the Old Testament, before you could go to the holiest of holiest, there's three stages that you have to undertake it. That those three stages must be respected the same way. But Naomi knew them, that it always worked that way. That you have to go through the laver first. You have to wash yourself. The sacrifice must be washed first. And it must be sanctified. And now it has to go through those stages. The outer court, the prophet tell us. And it has to go to the holy place. And to go to the holiest of holies. At that praises of the Shekinah glory, where you can be shut up yourself from everything else, just you and God. And that's what Naomi told Ruth, to find the place where Boaz dwelt, to find the place where he lay down, the place of his rest, where he can be able to come in, just him and Boaz, just her and Boaz. That's what Naomi advised her to do, that go find the place, not where he's eating, but find the place where he sleeps. Then you will go to that place. And where you have intimity, just you and him, that something will happen there. Now we see that the similar things in John chapter 1. We found that the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, after hearing the report from John, and see the things that happen. If you read John chapter 1, let's go to John chapter 1 before we could go a bit deeper. Now we find that if you read from verse 36, and looking upon Jesus, and he walked and said, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speaking, and they followed Jesus. They heard John giving the testimony, and they followed Jesus. But inside of their hearts, they didn't stop there. They wanted something more personal between them and the Lord Jesus Christ. They want something that moves from just being with the crowd together with Jesus. They wanted something that Jesus could minister them, just both of them and the Lord Jesus Christ alone. And Jesus looked at them back and asked them what they are looking for. He said, we want to know where God dwells. And Jesus, he said, come now and let's go and see where I dwell. Now, they wanted something. They knew that this thing that we wanted, a personal relationship with him. I want to speak to him about my situation. But with the crowd like this, I need a place where I can find just myself and Jesus. At that place, I think my answer will come from there. Hallelujah. They want to find a place that they could be just them, that everything else is died. The noise of the world is completely done away with it. And they can be there and have a personal relationship, a personal experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. That was their desire. Jesus asked them, and when he looked at them, he must know, being God, he knew that the things, these people, they were looking for something personal. And he could discern and say, these guys are not here just for bread, no. They are not here just to see the miracles. They are here for something more personal. They want to have a relationship with me. They are not here because things are tough outside today. They were here for something more deeper than that. And Jesus asked them, he said, what are you looking for? He said, we want to know where thou dwellest.
That was the inside of the Isaiah. They want to know where he dwelt. Not just where he preached, no. They wanted to abide together with him. And the scripture says that they spend time with him. They went there and dwelled them. I think they were not in a hurry. They didn't want to leave the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ without our burden being lifted up. They didn't want to leave the presence of Christ the same way they came. They wanted something to happen inside of their life. They wanted a permanent change. They say, now, we hear about him before. Now we have a chance to meet with him. We will not leave him unless something happened inside of our life. Unless something been changed. I've been coming to church long enough. I hear about it to him. But I want him to minister something personal to my life. I want a change in my life. I want a relationship with him. I want something that I could go and point the finger that I'm not anymore the same. Something happened inside of me. And I can have the assurance now that I can rest. Because there's no need for me and leave this place without having confidence that I'm really saved. I want something from him. I don't want just to know him in the surface. I don't want just to know him in the way that he preached, in the way that he speaks. But I want to have a personal relationship with him. And I say, where thou dwellest, they want to find the habitation where Jesus Christ was dwelling. Now, that was the same thing. That was the counsel of Naomi now to Ruth. He said, go mark the place where he lies. Go mark the place where he slept. When you go there, do not just look for something else. Go there like a spy and make sure you get to that place where he lives. Then you can talk to him. And your objective there is to have a personal relationship with him. Your objective for you going there, not to see the crowd, not to see how people are feasting there. You leaving this place, you go there just to have something, an experience with Boaz. Once you come out from there, the man will not rest. He will fulfill the work of the kinsman redeemer. And she learned it very well. I like chapter 5. It says of Ruth. Ruth 3 chapter 5. I like it. And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do it. And she said unto Naomi, that all the counsel that you are giving me, I will do it. It may seem disgraceful for the people of the world. It may seem like something very ashamed for me, a young lady, to behave this way before an old man. But because I know that you know these things better than I know that you have experience with Jehovah. I know that you know how the law of the redemption worked. You know how things work. Now I must follow your advice. No matter how it is, I will follow it. But when it comes to a time now, Naomi tell her the first thing. He said, you must wash yourself. That you must wash yourself. And wash by the water of the word of God. You have to separate yourself from everything of the world. The world must wash you. Must clean all the evil thoughts. It must clean all the lust. It must clean everything. The word must wash. And she was willing to get a bath. She didn't say, and there, a bath was a must. It was a must. It wasn't something that you may do it. She says, you must wash yourself. You must clean yourself. You must clean your life before you go to meet with Boaz. That was the first requirement. You have to separate yourself from everything else. The prophet says, she was willing to pay any price. She was willing to pay whatever it is. If she has to break a relationship with her friend and go to meet with Boaz, she was willing to do it. If she has any, it will cost her education. If it will cost everything of her life, she was willing to do it. And that is the type of the genuine believer. If you could look at the Ruth's story, you'll find that is your type and my type. Even the way she made the decision by faith. And the faith come by hearings. And she didn't see yet Boaz, but she made the decision to to go and follow Naomi. Follow the scripture and to go and walk with the scripture. And you and I, we never yet met our great Boaz, the Lord Jesus Christ. That the way we come, we believe by faith that there is a Boaz somewhere. There is a greater than a Boaz somewhere. The Lord Jesus Christ, that we need to meet with him one day. Now she made that decision. There's nobody forced her to make the decision. And she made it by revelation. There's nothing that can move someone from a revelation. Because she was revealed. She was more than convinced that something will happen on the road. Despite the discouragement. Despite how Naomi was putting her to test. Telling her that there's no hope for me to have a child. For you to be married one day. It's not possible. I don't see where you're going to get her husband. But something inside of her, she was knowing that there is a Boaz somewhere waiting for me. Now she has a faith, and every Christian must believe by faith. It's not a science. It can't be proven to you. You have to believe it by faith. You must believe that there is a rapture one day. It has to be by faith. If you want to prove the things, you will not believe it. Now you see, and once you have that revelation, once you have that faith in you, it will give you the ability to forsake everything else and to follow that way until when you meet with Boaz. Because she was willing to forget her own gods, her own religion. If you read chapter 1, you will find it. I think around verse 13 and 14, you will find how to make that decision. She accepted now to separate herself with her friend and everything. That the person that is worthy to meet with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ says, you must forsake your father. You must forsake your land and follow me. But if your friend are precious to you, then you will never meet with Jesus. You have to accept now to be washed by the water of the word of God. It's a cleaning time. She must accept now to separate herself. She was born in Moab. And she knows all those worship of idol. She used to be part of those worship of the people that was worshiping idol. But when something strike her heart, she never been the same animal. She decided to put aside all these things. She used to go to nightclub before, but she says, this thing that is in my side, it's more powerful than any nightclub. These things that is burning there inside of me is better for me. To leave everything and follow this old lady. People will ask you, what this young lady has to do with this old woman? That us, we have to hold, you know, the New Testament and the Old Testament, it goes together. You can't say that, no, this thing was in the Old Testament. No, the New Testament and the Old Testament goes together. We have to follow them because there's a lot of lesson to be learned from there. Many things that happened there. Lot of lesson to learn in the life of Joseph. There's a lot of lesson to learn in the life of Moses. There's a lot of lesson to learn in the life of Job. And many people in the Old Testament that we need those scriptures there. Now, this is the greatest love story ever told in the Bible, the prophet says. Ruth and Boaz. That's the greatest love story. That's why they put it there. It shows that it's speaking about Jesus Christ and his wife. Jesus Christ and his bride. How the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ will be a gentle the same way as Ruth was the bride of Boaz. Someone that was outside of Israel. That she found grace in the side of Boaz and become the bride. And that you and I, that the same thing that happened to our life. But now, if the things was made from inside of our heart, we will be accepted that the word of God should wash us. Now she was willing to go and take a bath herself. She knows that I have to go that way. That's the way the scripture was ordained. And you know that the way the scripture has to be made. And she told her now, Watch thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put the remnant upon thee. Now Naomi knows what kind of remnant she has to put. Now she has to put it inside of her. She must put it because that was the requirement. And she has to anoint herself. Now that the Holy Spirit, that is the anointing of God, must come upon thee. Before you could go to the presence of Boaz, you must be anointed to first by God. And you must be justified. You must accept to go to the level first and to the holy place and to the holiest of holies. That was the requirement of Naomi to Ruth, that she should find the place where he rests, because she needed to rest. She can't rest in the threshing floor. No, she can't rest there. She must find a place where just her and the Boaz are there. And the Boaz can communicate something from his side, from inside of him, from his heart, where there will be an intimacy there, where he will be able to go there under the coat of Boaz. There she will be secure. There she will not have anything else that she could be thinking about it. Just her and the Boaz. And there, just a love affair. It becomes something that is personal. It moves from the way of everybody else. It becomes something that him and her. There's nobody else was there. The place where he rests, that's the place where she wanted to find rest. That you and I, that's the place where we get secure. That's the place God ordained you and I. That's the place God called us, that we will be one with him. That's the place there, the marriage story will be happening there. Something special will take place. Because from once you come from there, you will not hang anymore about anything else. And she's been asked to do such a thing. And if could you imagine that, it's like asking her to go to prostitute before Boaz. Because the young girl, she said, you have to go and do it. And she says, everything you will ask me to do, I have to do it. And everything the scripture says for a Christian to do, we have to do it. A Christian doesn't have a portion of the scripture that he chooses, that this is okay. This part, I don't take it. If the scripture says, separate yourself, you have to separate yourself. That's the way the scripture says. Because she says, everything that you ask me to do it, I will do it. I will not say anything. I will not add anything. I will not subtract anything. I will take a fool of it. Your words, I will follow. And Mary once, he told to the disciple, I think it was in the Feast of Cana, he said to the disciple, everything that he asks you to do, do it. Amen. He said, everything that the Lord Jesus Christ asks you to do, you have to do it. If you have to put your life in order, that was the requirement of the scripture, you have to do it. Now that's what the scripture says. Now, and she was willing to do everything. If it cost her life, doesn't matter. The reputation, she doesn't matter at all. She said, my friend will laugh at me. I make a friend here. But the people knows the man is maybe 80 years old. But what I have to do with him? And my friend will be serious, looking at me, say, but this young girl is funny. There's a lot of young guys here that she can have fun with them. But what to do with this old man? But you know that this one is the only one that can give me peace. Those guys will never give me peace. They will give me trouble. You see, the people that can come around you, they will never give you peace. You can only find the peace in the foot of Jesus Christ. That's where you find the peace. If you want peace, the money will not give you peace. Your friend, they will never give you peace. Your job will not give you peace. The education doesn't give you peace at all. The one who gives peace is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's the only thing that where Ruth wanted it to be. And Naomi knew that if you want rest, if you want peace, you have to go under the foot of Boaz. That's where you will find your peace. And you and I, we need to find our peace today. Anything else that we will do, girlfriend or boyfriend, they will never give you peace. Amen. They will just give you headache and trouble. Amen. And you'll be sitting. Your mind is lost completely. Sometimes you can find yourself in church, but your mind is far away. People will be thinking that, this person is getting the word of God perfect. Because they never give you peace. You find peace in the presence of Jesus Christ. That's where you find peace. If you want to rest from anything else of this life, find where Jesus is. That's where you're going to find peace. And Naomi says, if you find him, you will rest. If you find him, there'll be no problem. All your trouble will be gone away. It's the only man who can give you the adoption. It's the only man who can finish the work of redemption inside of your life. There's nobody else that can do it. But if you can just follow my word, it's something very good. And with the lady, the young lady, there's something very good. She has a very good character. And she has a very good nature. She should not worry about anybody else. She should not worry about what her friend will say. What his friend will say. They will say, this one, she become like an old lady. But she didn't worry about it. Because she know that everything else will pass. But if I can be redeemed, if I can be under Boaz's foot, if I can be under his garment, something special will happen inside of my life. If I can be there, something personal will happen. My life will never be the same. I will not worry about anything else. Because everything in this life will pass away. But the only peace that you can find, a great peace that you can find, it's only in Jesus Christ, praise that way you can find it. And these people, they have something, the disciple. They say, Master, we want to find where you live. And Jesus said, come and let go. And they were not in a hurry. They were not there, just says, I wish if he could tell us that, come another day and I will show you. No, they were not in that condition. They wanted to go and find that place because they wanted something personal to speak with Jesus Christ. They want something that he can minister. And they know that only him, that he has the answer to their problem. Your problem, I don't know, I have an answer to it. There's nobody has an answer to your problem in this life. Remember last week we see the prophet speaking about in the spoken word, the letting off the pressure. He said even the doctor doesn't have the answer. The state doesn't have an answer. The government has not an answer. Because they are all them under pressure also. And Naomi pointed her to a right place where Ruth will be able to find the rest. He said, you can only find the rest if you humble yourself. If you take away your own reasoning. Why do I have to do this? I can still be a Christian. No, there's a way you can be a Christian. You can't become a Christian in your own way. You can't say, I can keep doing this and be called a Christian. No. Tell me, use the way. He said, I will show you how to do it. How the scripture that tell you how to be a Christian. But today we find the modern Christian today with the denomination church. They can do everything they want. They can get. They think that they can be called a Christian. No, that is just fooling yourself. There's a way the Christian must be. There's a way the Christian behavior and the way that the Christian conducted themselves, which is different from the people of the world. You can't live the same life as the people of the world and they claim to be a Christian. You are lying yourself. That is not Christianity. There's a way that you must be a Christian. God has put that way inside of his Bible. Not the way you want, but the way God wants. Because God can only meet people according to his provided way. Now that's the only way that God can meet you and I. It must be under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the provided way of God. That way you get your cleansing of your sin. That way you get the remission of your sin. You get the Holy Ghost. It has to be under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you see, there are three stages that you have to go first. Those justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's mandatory. It's something that it must be done that way. That's why Naomi, knowing the scripture very well, he says, this lady, she need to do it the way of the scripture. Because our prophet Moses was told that all the priests, they have to do the same way. Amen. Everybody must do the same way. If you go to Exodus chapter 28, you find it there. God ordained Moses that he will be the one who will dress Aaron. He will be the one who will show them how Aaron has to wash himself before he could go and make the sacrifice. And Revelation chapter 1:6, and tell us that he make us, all of us, the king of the kingdom of the priest. That you and I become a priest and the New Testament law. That everything has to go the same way there. And we find that Naomi knew that also the bride of Boaz has to go the same way. That's why she started. You must wash yourself first. And you know that the way the things work, and these things work always together that way. It is no change under these things. You can't worship God the way you want it to be done. And he said, if you want to follow me there, but there's a lot of things there that you have to put aside. Coming from another culture to another civilization. Coming from this polluted civilization. The civilization of this world. It's totally different. But the prophet says in the King's Man Redeem, he said, look how Naomi told her that when you go into his presence, you must dress up yourself. But he said, today now, people going to church undressed already. How can you go to meet Jesus undressed already? How can you be called a Christian and going to meet Jesus undressed already? The prophet said to the opposite side. Because Naomi, when she told Ruth, he said, go and dress up yourself. Dress properly, spiritually speaking and physically speaking. You have to dress properly. You can't go anyhow. You can't do things the way you want. There's a provided way where you can meet with him. Amen. If you follow that way, you will meet with him. But what happened with the people? The matter with the people. People doesn't like separation. People like a 50-50 life. They don't want a total separation from the things of the world. They think that they can play church. You can't play church. You can't play church. You have to separate yourself completely. Or you must be of God or of the devil. If you are 50-50, God will never accept you at all. We have to come to a place where we make a clean and cut decision. That I have played church long enough. I'm in dangerous condition here. If the Lord come today, I will miss the rapture. You don't need to miss the rapture. Because you know already the word of God. Let God should know these things should not surprise you. But because of the love of the things of the world, many people will miss the rapture. But God says, if someone loves the world and the things of the world, the love of God is not in him. If you love the things of the world more than God, the love of God is not in him. Not, you can't come to church when you want to come. No, you can't worship God when you want to worship. Now, God has made a provided way. And there's the only way that God can accept anybody that comes to him. Now, but that way is not an easy way. Because we saw here, it's not an easy way. She said to her, wash yourself and clean up your life. Take everything that is not of God. Any move that is not of God, take it away from me. These things of the world, they have nothing to do with it. If you want God, wash yourself before you could go. That's the first requirement, and it was a must. You have to wash yourself. You have to make your choice. Either you friend or God. You have to make a choice. If it's God, you must put your friend away. But she was willing to make that decision. She was willing to pay the price anyhow. Because Jesus himself, he says, if anybody wants to follow me, he must take his cross and follow me. He must deny himself. He must find himself nobody. Because if you are someone, you can't follow Jesus Christ. You are fooling yourself. You must deny yourself completely. Once you deny yourself completely, and you take your cross now, that to follow Jesus, now you are worthy of following him. If your mind today is in God, and tomorrow the mind in the world, it's not possible. The place where you can find peace, spiritually speaking, it must be in the foot of Boaz. That's the place where you find the peace. That's the place where everything gone. Your temper is completely gone now. The way of acting is completely gone. It's that place. Once you get to that place, the holiest of holies, at that presence of the Shekinah glory light, where you can feed yourself from God, and everything else is shut from behind, that you and God alone are there, that's the place where you can find the rest. The prophet said that place, the inner valley, that's the place where every morning, every day, no matter it's Monday, no matter it's Sunday, everything is perfect with you. But the other one, when it's Sunday, it's okay. Monday, things can become different. It's what makes that different. He said, because the other one who is in the inner valley and the other one living in the outer court, that's what makes the difference. But if you live in the presence of God, something must happen inside of you. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, nothing will change you. Nothing will change you. But how it is important that Ruth has to come to this stage where she finds where Boaz was sleeping. And she will go and do exactly what Naomi told her. But how important it is. Because if it wasn't important, the disciple could not request Jesus where he dwelt. I said, we will meet him next time. There's no problem. But they know that this relationship, it has to move just from the crowd. Just from seeing from afar. We need to have an experience with him. We need to have something personally with him. We need him to minister to us. We need something deeper inside of our heart. We need something there to happen. That way you need in your life. Not so much of knowledge, no. Not so much of knowing the Bible, the scripture, of telling stories, no. What you need is a personal relationship with God. It will finish everything inside of your life. It will make you to a position where there's nothing going to happen. You know, the things of this world will not worry you at all. You'll be in a position when you see them, you say, these things, I don't care about them. But if Christ is not there in your heart, Christ is not living there in the dwelling place of God, inside of your heart, if he never write his letter there, if he never write his word there, you will still in trouble. But the only way that he can write that things inside of your heart, you must be you and him alone. You must get to that place, just you and Jesus alone. That's you and God. You get to a place where everything completely died from outside. You get to a place, just you and you alone with him. You get to that place where there's nothing else that can speak. All those voices of a Hollywood voice, they are completely died from thee. All the voice of things of the world, politics, whatever it is, everything is completely dead. And just you and you Boaz, the Lord Jesus Christ, you and him alone, and speaking to you. When you come out there, you come with a big bag of belly. You come from there, you can't have anger anymore. Your soul is full of him and full of joy. And when you come back, you're just rejoicing and singing a song of peace. He says, something happened to me. This man, the way things went, me and him now, we become one. Me and him now, there's nobody can come between. There's nothing can separate me from this love of me and my boys. Once you come to that level, there's nobody can separate you from Jesus. Misfortune, we need to separate you from Jesus. Once you come to that personal relationship, that personal experience, misunderstanding will not stop you from Jesus. There's nothing that will separate you from Jesus because you have something. If things happen to our life, because we lack that place, we never get to that place where we can have a personal relationship with God, where we can have that experience, just you and I. The trouble of our life, the things that come on our way, is not a problem with the people. The problem is that we never get to a place where we get to a place where we die completely to ourselves. Then we will be able to have something from our husband. And you will be secure. You say, nobody, no matter what happened, no matter what happened, I will still be there. Raining or not raining, cold or hot, I will still be there. Because you have a personal relationship with him. If that relationship is not personal, that's where you find a lot of problems. That's where you try to make a lot of excuses. That's where you start to push this, because of this, because of this. But once that thing is there, Paul tells us there in Romans 8. He said, there's nothing that will separate us from the love of God. Amen. You will still love him anyhow. If there's nobody in the church, you will be yourself. If there's nobody come, as the song says, I have decided to follow Jesus. And she decided, Ruth, she has decided to follow. He said, if no one joins me, I will still follow. Even your friend doesn't join you, but you will still follow. Because it's a personal walk. It's something personal. I remember in the Bible, where Joshua, 24, 14 and 15, Joshua said that, me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. But remember, the prophet says that Israel were called as a group of the people. But Joshua get to a level that now too much compromising with my brother. Now these things, I must take it for me and my family. Now these too much things now. I don't want to get in a wrong crowd where people compromise, where people are serving this and are serving this. When it comes to time of the things of God, people are not serious with them. And Joshua could look at them. You know, Joshua is the type of the Holy Spirit. He could be able to discern inside of the life of his brethren that there is something wrong there. The heart is not genuine anymore. He said, now me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Despite the way of the few, but I will still follow. That should be your life and my life. No matter what it is, if you get to that place, at that the glow, the light of the Shekinah, you get to that place at the holiest of holies. If you come out from there, you can't be the same anymore. No matter what will happen, you will never be the same. And your faith will not depend on rain. Your faith will never depend on a cold. Your faith will never depend on a hot. No, your faith will never depend on a petrol. No, you will make the sacrifice. Because the prophet said she was willing to pay the price. No matter what it was, she was willing to pay. If she has to separate from her family, to lose family, or all your association, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it means, I will go alone. She was willing to go alone. She said, once you have that experience, you'll be willing to go alone. Even a friend, even a family member, no matter what it is, I will still go. Even when things is hard with my wife, things is hard with my husband, but I will follow. Because I didn't follow him because of my wife or my husband. I follow him because something, there is a relationship between me and him. Because I knew him in the power of the resurrection. That's why you find the people, no matter what happened, they are not occasionally Christian. They are not a Christian because of a Sunday. They are not a Christian because when things goes well. They are not Christian because when there's no paper, I have to go pray for God to give me. Once they get it, the church is empty. Remember the prophet says, he said, American before, when there was a war, they used to pray a lot. The prophet said, if you go to church, you find all the church full. People used to come to the prayer meeting. People used to make a sacrifice. You could not find the empty chair. The prophet said they used to pray a lot. But once God blessed them, the church became empty. You can't find them anymore. Once God started to prosper them, the prophet said you don't find them anymore. The church become empty. But once there's no paper, we've seen a lot. People will pray. I mean, if God give me paper, once I come to Dublin, I will never miss any church. But once the paper is there, never see them anymore. What will happen? Because they've never been there. If they were there, they will keep their word. You see that there's something happening there. Because a Christian is not a Christian when things are good. No, even when things are bad or good, he's still a Christian. Amen. He's still a Christian no matter where you put the person. Amen. He's still a Christian. But once you said, you see the test, it's, God could look at, let me see what's going to react. And just give the blessing and say, now I got the paper. Who going to deport me back? No, I'm steadily here. That's what the prophet, go search in the message. The prophet said, when the American, when there was war, the church was full. Because there was a tough life. Everybody was praying. But when they get established now, the church become empty. They only come when they want to come. But what the problem is, because they never have that experience with Boaz. Once you get to that place where they just them and the Boaz, something must happen. There's no blame on someone. Something must happen because they have that experience. There's no problem with it. If there's nothing there. If you have that experience with God, even the pastor is not coming anymore. If Brother Francois is not coming anymore, he's backsliding in the world, you will never stop to be a Christian. Amen. Because you never become a Christian because of him. Amen. You become a Christian because of you and Jesus, there's a relationship in it. Amen. You see, once you get to that level, there's nothing that can become between you and God. Hallelujah. That's why that place is so important, where you get to the presence of the Shekinah glory. where you get to that place, where everything there is fresh, where you know him. You know him, because to know him is a life. Where you have that experience with him, you will know him according to the power of the resurrection. Something already resurrected inside of your heart. You never stop to be a Christian.
Amen.
No matter what comes, Paul says, nothing will separate us from the love of God. And how so important we need to get to that place.
Amen.
But we see that Naomi tell her what to do. She said, wash yourself. That it's very important that we clean our life. We separate ourselves from everything. From friends. The prophet said she was willing to put aside association, community, everything, girlfriend or boyfriend, because of the sake of Christ. She was willing to do it. And the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ will be willing to pay the same price. If you are genuine bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord is speaking with you tonight, when you go from this place, you will say, no, this phone number, I deleted it from my phone.
Amen.
I don't want it anymore.
Amen.
This contact person, I don't want her anymore. I delete her because she brings trouble inside of my life. You never find the peace in those kind of life. You only find the peace when you are in the foot of Boaz.
Yes.
That's why you find the peace. You can only find the peace when you are in Christ. But if you are unsettling your spiritual life, you must know that there is something. Maybe you never have an experience with him. You never meet him personally. Once you meet with him personally, something special will happen. Let's all stand and sing song. Then we enter to a time of prayer. You see how important it is to mark down the place where he sleeps. That you can go and commune with him. That you can have a personal relationship. You can have something personal, a personal experience with him. That when you go, I know him. There's nothing that can shake you anymore. There's nothing that can move you. Because you have experience with him. Let's sing the song, then we'll all enter to a time of prayer.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. The precious mountain.
Père,
que toi tu puisses être avec eux, que toi tu puisses leur bénir et que toi tu puisses manifester dans leur vie. Nous remettons toutes choses à l'être humain dans le nom puissant de ton Fils Jésus-Christ, celui qui vit au siècle des siècles.
If there's any prayer request, before we could pray for the prayer request, if there's any, just the pastor mentioned that we should pray for Brother Tony's church. They're going out to reach on Saturday and Sunday. If you can remember them in prayer, I think something very important. Looking for the lost, the soul that are in the world. If anybody else has any prayer request.
The brother's father, brother,
sister
Samangi from the brother Lamek's father, in prayer. Let's also pray for brother Anthony, because he's got a problem with his back. If we can pray for him, because the devil is trying to keep him away from church, you see. So we just pray that it can finish.
I sing the song, then we all pray, and we ask about our church until the end to close with a word of prayer. Let's sing the chorus, you know, and we'll all pray for the prayer request.
And wandered far away from home. Now I'm coming home.
Coming home.
The power of sin.
Pray for the
quête tes prières à l'âtre de main, Père. Guéris ton peuple, afin que la gloire et l'honneur soient rendus à ton Saint-Nom, dans le nom puissant de ton Fils Jésus-Christ, lui qui vit au siècle des siècles. Et prends le contrôle de toutes choses, afin que tout soit bon. Let's bow our head as we ask our brother to close with a word of prayer for our church.
Father, most gracious Lord, most noble and most humble Savior.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, we bow before thee, Lord, even upon this hour, Father. Mm-hmm. Knowing indeed, Lord Jesus, Father, you said there's no other name by which we can call upon but by that precious name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Father, and you said, Lord, Father, if, Lord, Father, my people will humble themselves and come before thee,
yes,
Lord, and if we call upon your name, Father, you would hear us, O God.
Mm.
Father, tonight, Lord, we've come, we've heard your word.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We've prayed, Lord, Father,
mm.
Lord, and we pray again, Lord, and
yes, Lord.
Bring before thee these petitions that, mm. Father, Lord, have been placed constantly before thee upon this night,
yes, Lord.
Father, we desire that you would, Lord, Father, hear the cries of thine children, Lord. Mm. Father, for our brother, Brother Samangi, Lord, precious, blessed, beloved Savior, Brother Lamech's dad, how we pray, Father, that you would touch him, Lord, in a special way, Father. Lord, that, Lord, Father, the next thing we hear would be a good report, would
yes,
be a
Lord.
Testimony, Father.
Amen.
Lord, of how you've given, Lord, our brother deliverance, Lord.
Yes,
for, Father, how it pleases us, Lord, how it gives us such joy and such glory, Father.
Mm.
Lord, when you, Lord, Father, Lord, touch, Father, or provide, Lord, Father, our needs that we have, Father.
Mm.
Oh, Jesus, you've never let us down. You said where two or three are gathered in my name. If we agree, Father, on one thing, Father, we can bind anything upon this earth, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Knowing indeed, Lord, that whatever we bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven.
Yes,
Father, how we bind, Lord, this, Lord, Savior, condition at this time. Father, Lord, asking that you, Lord, Savior, Father, would respond, Father, with, Lord, a perfect healing even now, Lord, Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Father, where our brother would be, Lord, Savior God. Father, we don't come by any might or any strength, but we come by thine power, Lord, Savior God. We pray likewise for our brother Anthony, Lord, Savior God. Father, you see how Satan, Lord, Savior, Lord, has kept him away, Father, for so long, but Lord, today, Lord, our brother has come, Lord, and we believe by him coming, Lord, Savior, Lord, he's come for his healing, Lord, even upon this night, Lord,
yes,
Savior God. Lord, once more, we, Lord, Savior, Father, would, Lord, be gathered here, and we agree that we bind, Lord, Savior, Lord, this back condition, Lord, Savior,
yes,
let
Lord.
It be no more, Lord, Savior God, that our brother's faith may be increased, that our brother, Lord, Savior,
yes,
Father, may come back testifying, Lord, Savior God. Father, Lord, Jesus, we commit these things unto thee, Lord, Savior God,
mm.
for we are privileged, Lord. Father, we have this free access, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We don't go, Lord, Savior, via any man, Lord.
Mm.
But we go via the precious blood of Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, and we go via your word, Lord.
Yes,
for you
Lord.
Said, Lord, Father, whatsoever we ask, Lord, Father, you would provide for us,
Amen.
Oh God. Lord, and we pray, Father, for Brother Tommy, Lord, Savior.
Yes,
Lord, his
Lord.
Church, Lord, even upon this weekend, Lord. Father, they don't do selfish work, but they do your work, Lord, Savior God.
Yes, Lord.
They feel pushed in the heart, Lord. Father, to go out, Lord. Father, Lord, and reach out. Lord, Father, to the lost, Lord, Savior God. Let it be, Lord, Savior, Lord, that their desire, Lord, Savior, may, Lord, Savior, be fulfilled, Lord, Savior, by them finding, Lord, Savior, Lord, even, Lord, Savior, Lord, a number of souls, Lord, and bringing them, Lord, Savior, to the light, Lord, Savior God. Prosper the brothers, Lord, that from them may we hear a good report to Lord, Savior God.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we commit, Lord, our brother David, Lord, Savior.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We continue, Lord, Savior, to commit him unto thee, Lord, Savior God. Father, knowing you need, Lord, Savior, Lord, that, Lord, Savior, your Father is our Lord, Savior, attentive, Lord, Father, to our every need, Lord, Savior, God. Lord, and we commit our brother before thee, Lord, Savior. Lord, pass his way, Lord, and continue
Please,
to bring
Lord.
His eyesight back, Lord, Savior, to 100%
yes,
vision, Lord, Savior, God. Father, we pray for our brother, Lord, Savior, God. We pray, Father, for, Lord, Savior, every sister, Lord, Savior, here, Lord, that is expecting, Lord, Savior, God.
Please,
Father,
Lord.
May you, Lord, Savior, Father, give safe delivery, Lord, Savior,
Amen.
God. Painless delivery, Lord,
yes,
Savior,
Lord.
God. Father, may you, Lord, Savior, Father, be glorified, Lord, Savior, God. For, Lord, you said, Lord, Father, Lord, blessed is a man who have a quiver full, Lord, Savior, God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, bless our church. Bless our young children,
Please,
Lord, Savior, God. Bless us as we part, we pray. And even as the brothers pray tonight, Lord, for them that be not here, Lord, Savior, God. You know the reason. You know the cause.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We pray, Father, that you would, Lord, Savior, Father, encourage again, Lord, Savior, God.
Please, Lord.
Father, Lord, our fallen brother, or Lord, our brother, whatever the situation would be, oh, God. For, Lord, we desire to be one. We desire to be in heavenly
yes.
places, Father. Many a time we wait for that last soul.
Father, Lord, but maybe it is, Lord, that we're waiting for that backslidden soul, Lord, Son of God. We ask your grace tonight, Lord. Father, as we part with us, O God, provide all our needs in Christ Jesus, Lord, that when we come back here, Lord, Father, Lord, Savior Friday, Father, Lord, God, we may testify, Father, of healing, Lord. We may testify of answered prayer, Father. Keep us now, Father, as we part. Direct us, Lord Jesus. Bless our brother, Lord. Restore virtue to him, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, restore, Father, strength unto my brother, Lord. Mm. And Father, one thing that I'd constantly, Lord, and consistently, Lord, Father, commit unto thee, Lord. Yes. Father, is the need for my brother, Lord, Savior, to work. Father, we commit these things unto thee, O God. We believe, Lord, in a God, Lord, Savior, who provideth all our needs, yes, Lord, Savior, God. Mm. Father, Lord, Jehovah, may you, Lord, Savior, God, look upon us with love, Lord. Father, yes, for we believe and we know, Lord, Savior, that just any day now, Lord, yes, Father, Lord, things would work out, Lord, Savior, amen, God, work wise, O God. Yes, Lord. Provide for all, Lord, Savior, amidst thine house, Lord, that desire to work, Lord, Savior, God. Guide us now, shepherd us now. Till we meet again, be with us and keep us, we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. May God bless you.
Amen. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet. Jesus, till we meet, at Jesus' feet,
till we meet,
till we meet.
Jesus be.